Have you ever struggled with an inactive or sedentary lifestyle? Have you wanted to start running, but you think you're too old, too overweight, too out of shape, and just slow as? Well, then you, my friend, are in the right place, because the fit and healthy life that you're looking for is within your reach, and we're gonna get you there. This is the First Mile Podcast.
Let's fire one up. What do you say?
Fire it off. Let's see what happens. Why not? Roll the dice.
Welcome aboard the First Mile Podcast special NFL kickoff edition.
Da-na-na, da-na-na.
Dr. Scott Ellis in the house, sitting in full Chicago Bears gear, ready
Bear
to go.
Out, Chicago Bears, lead us on to victory. For the first and likely only time this season, we are undefeated.
Oh, nice, nice. Undefeated.
0-0.
Well, welcome aboard the First Mile Podcast. My name is Brent. His name, as always, is Dr. Scott Ellis, tonight known as
DeBeers. What's up, everybody? Sunday to you. Happy footballing to you.
That beard is looking legit. That is coming along nicely.
I had to evict a couple woodland creatures out of it earlier this week.
Yeah. Looks like it's going to need a little maintenance here before too long.
Yeah. It's getting a little unruly. But
so is it uncomfortable in the heat?
Nah. No more than anything else is, dude. It's 120 degrees. An ice block's uncomfortable.
Oh, that's awesome. What's going on, man?
Dude, just plugging along. Living the gosh darn dream. Big news today. Big news today, though. On the running front.
Uh-oh.
Today, I jogged on the treadmill. First time since the
hipster. For real?
Yep. Very slowly and for about 45 seconds at a time, but did a little couple run walk intervals. Jogged today for the first time since hip surgery. We are a little over 4 months post op.
How did that feel?
Awkward, but not bad. No pain.
Yeah,
just kind of felt like they weren't my legs. Like just very very clunky. But all in all, not too bad. I'll take it.
Nice, nice. First run. Look at that.
Yeah.
So for all of our
listeners that are literally working to run more than 30 seconds at a time, I'm right there with you.
That's awesome, dude. I didn't know. So you just did that today?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Nice. Yeah, that's got to feel good, though. It's got to feel like progress.
Yeah. I was doing a long incline walk on the treadmill for today as part of my training. And I was like, you know what? I feel really good. I'm just going to kind of see what happens if I kind of jog it out a little bit. I was like, oh, damn, that actually isn't too bad. So then I just kind of did some walk jog stuff and actually felt pretty good.
Well, it gives you a little taste of normalcy.
A little bit.
Again.
A little bit.
Kind of headed back that way anyways.
I say, yeah, it's still a long, long, long road to go, but at least good to see that I'm still on the right path.
Nice. So, well, that's cool, man.
Bodes well for little mental sanity. So that's my silver lining, my gold star today.
So are you still doing that race or no? Did you defer it or are you going to do it?
Doing it.
Wow. Look at you. Going to walk the marathon. Sounds like it'd be walk jogging it.
No, I'll be walking it. Yeah. I jogged today after power walking for 20 minutes. It's a whole different ball game when I'm talking about after a 116-mile bike ride.
Right.
I'm gonna have no juice in the tank.
So how do you feel? Just like how does your hip feel? Like, so you, how does your hip typically feel after a nice long ride? Now, your hip is solid. Does it feel good after a ride?
Feels good. Just feels tired.
Okay. Yeah. So just sort of just fatigued, but no pain.
Yeah. Like okay. I did that my century ride last week, and my hip didn't feel good, but neither one of them did. Like, yeah, it was a century ride. You're not supposed to feel good after 100 miles on a bike seat.
And does it feel the same when you walk? Do you have soreness when you walk, or is it fatigue or more soreness?
A little bit of both. Out of everything, I feel the most when I walk. It's usually, for the most part, the only real pain I get anymore is if I've been sitting for a while, about the first 5 to 10 steps when I stand up, which is always real fun when at work, when I'm sitting on a stool working on somebody, little like one of my little evaluation stools at the table, and I stand up to go take two or three steps after I'm talking to the patient, and I have to do that. It's okay. I'm going to look like I got shot in the leg. Don't mind me. I realize you want me to fix your limp, and I can't even fix my own, but we're good.
Well, and for the, so just for a little context, for those of you who are new to the podcast, just in case you're wondering why we're even talking about this, my friend here, Scott, got himself into a little pickle here a few months back.
A pickle. And, that's a good way to. Yeah. I got a boo-boo. I fell down, went bang. Got a boo-boo.
Yeah. Let's just say he fell off his bike. and in the process of falling off his bike.
I can't even say I crashed. Wasn't going fast enough to crash.
You couldn't even qualify it as a crash. He literally just fell off his bike. But in the process of falling off his bike, managed to dislocate his hip and fracture his femur. So this whole running on the, you know, run slash walking on the treadmill at this point is really kind of a big deal, because he's not really all that far out from surgery. So very well done, man. That's impressive. I had no idea that you were going to try to pull that off today. So that's,
neither did
that's
I.
Well done.
I was bored on the treadmill. When I need to do something to shake it up a little bit, I'm mentally bored. I need something else.
Oh, well, you motivate me, man. And so I guess I'll have to kind of, I don't know if I should say this.
Oh, I see it. I see the wheels turning.
I don't know if I should say this out loud. It's probably going to get me in trouble.
Do it.
I'm eyeballing Iron Man Tulsa.
Okay.
I don't know.
Oklahoma, where the wind comes.
You're right. I don't know. I was looking today. I was looking at the schedule. Yeah. And I was eyeballing Iron Man Texas and Iron Man Tulsa.
Out of the two, I would recommend Tulsa. Simply because Texas, I think, even not counting COVID, It gets canceled, shortened, or changed like every other year.
Every year, yeah.
Because it's, you get hurricanes, you get floods, you get just atrocious weather. So they wind up moving, and it's trying to schedule, it's like hitting a moving target.
All right. Yeah, so. I was just looking at it. I'm like, Tulsa could be doable. I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll see. But I don't know. Anyhow,
man, so you're doing Iron Man Tulsa and Iron Man and the Lubbock 70 next year. That's cool. Good for you.
Good to know I'm getting volunteered for races I haven't signed up for. Oh, that's good stuff. Don't we have business to get to? I think at some point.
Business is boring, but let's get it out of the way. For any of you guys that want to listen to or have questions or comments about the stupid crap that we are spewing, or want to see pictures of my beard or Coach Brent's awesome validation of his Ironman Tulsa registration that he will post pictures of, please feel free to shoot us an email over to thefirstmilepodcast@gmail.com. Questions, comments, concerns, anything that you want us to talk about, anything you don't want us to talk about, or if you just want to see Brent's new haircut.
Which he doesn't. Actually, I was scheduled to get one, but I got pushed out, so I got to wait till the 20th. So
they ran out of hydrogen peroxide for your haircut.
Yeah,
had to wait for the shipment to come in.
Yeah.
They're having to bring it back from 2001, so probably travel a little bit. He was a skater boy. She said, "See you later, boy."
Oh, that's awesome. So now we got a little bit of business out of the way. We got a little game we like to play here.
Ooh, game, we have a game. It is game time.
Do you have a would you rather? No.
I mean, I can pull one up, but if you got one holstered.
No. Holstered.
Holstered at the ready.
That's awesome. I guess I could pull it out.
Hey, you're throwing a curveball at me. I roll into this podcast completely unprepared and overconfident. You're supposed to be the one doing all the legwork. You're the note taker. You're the organized one. Right. I come in. I'm the plucky idiot.
I'm the organized one. Okay. Yeah. Oh, so okay.
You're the organized one. I'm the one that brings the things that have to be bleeped out. Why I give you have to take a couple extra days to edit it together and say, we got to cut that section.
Yeah, we have to monitor Scott's vocabulary.
Yeah. So those of you guys that want the say, you can email us again if you want the unedited version or our B-roll. You'll learn a few new cuss words.
We have to stick with the family-friendly B-roll version.
That's right.
Oh, God. All right. So let's do this. So you race quite a bit.
I try to.
So, Scott.
Hit me.
Would you rather start a race at the front of the pack or in the back?
Back. Hold on. What type of race? Running race?
Yeah. Let's do both. Let's do a run and triathlon. I'm assuming you probably prefer one for one style of racing and the other for a different style of racing.
Okay. If I am running, I would much rather be at the back of the pack.
Okay.
And where I can start kind of taking people over, I can kind of sight off people. I can kind of give myself a visual. Hey, I see that person. I'm going to try to catch that person by the next mile. I can kind of pick people off a little bit. And it kind of gives me almost like a little bit of a pace rabbit. So I'd much rather go from that. If you are putting me into an open water situation where I can't really sight all that well because it's, you know, I'm in murky lake water and I'm having to swim, like at the start of an Ironman, the last thing I want to have to do is try to swim around a block wall of people who are going much slower than me. Because if I have to like weave my way in between slower swimmers, I'd go crazy and I'm going to wind up drowning myself or them. So I'd much rather start at the front of the pack and have some people go around me. And, you know, most of the time they're going to swim around me. I'd much rather be a log jam to them than have to swim around log jams. So straight out run, dude, back of the pack, let me start picking people off.
Gotcha.
If anything with a swim, I will like rage quit if I have to start at the back of the pack and swim around people. Because I will just start grabbing ankles and pulling people under like Swamp Thing.
Nice. So I'm a back of the packer.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's something about all the chaos and the mayhem that goes on up in the front.
Yeah.
It's like people jostling and pushing and jockeying for position and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, dude, look, you know what? You get like a half marathon. It's like, dude, you got 13 miles to figure it out. It's like... Dude, does it really make you feel that much better if you're in the, you know, if you're in the front five for the first 30 seconds of the race? It's dude, I got 13 miles to catch you. So it's like, I'm cool with being in the back.
It's like, if you are not running to win the race, to be number one across the start line.
Right.
Don't jockey to get in the front up there. I swear to God.
Right.
There's a reason that all these races are chip timed. You can start 20 minutes back and your race is going to be the exact same. You get the exact same amount of time. Yeah. But, oh, my God. Two years ago, when I paced the Rock and Roll Marathon here. And I was pacing the 5-hour race, the 5-hour marathoner. I was towards the back. Not a big deal. And it was all just kind of stage gates, stage. And in every, you know, 2 minutes, they were just kind of putting the next corral up. And God, I was sitting there like I'm in the front and I'm wearing a giant bright neon green shirt that says Race Pacer. I'm kind of an official runner. Like I'm actually signed up and registered, but like I'm not there to win anything. I'm at the 5-hour block. It's not like I'm trying to win the race or qualify anything. Like by the time we're starting the winner's already done. You know, I have a 4-foot tall placard that says 5-hour pacer, and there are people shoving me out of the way at the front of the corral to try to guys,
bro, come on,
really?
What are you
doing? Come on,
it's that whole thing of people shoving their way up to the front and blah blah blah. And it's like, bro, okay, there's 800 people in this race, like, you know, this little half marathon or whatever. Yeah. It's like, there's actually 5 people here that are, you know, seriously thinking about winning this thing. Yeah. Everybody else, it's like, you know. It doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. And it's like, it's all going to spread out. And
I want my glass. I want my beer glass that says third place.
Right.
And I will kick a baby to get it.
Oh, I don't get it, but whatever. So yeah, I'm a back of the pack kind of guy. I'll start in the back every time. Totally cool with that.
If it's a running race, I will start in the back. Let me do my thing. Let me kind of run my race and I'm good. Yeah.
I'll see you at the 11 mile mark.
But I guess, I'm curious, kind of on that same mindset, when you run, when you do a race, do you kind of, almost metaphorically close your eyes and just run? Like, do you try to pace off of somebody? Do you try to stay on somebody's hip and quote unquote draft off of them if you do? Or do you just do I know my pace, I'm going to lock into my pace and I'm going to hit my stride regardless of whether I'm in first place, last place, if I'm in a big pack, if somebody's drafting up me, if I'm drafting somebody else.
I don't draft people per se, but I'll
call it drafting, just, trying to stay lockstep with somebody.
In almost every race, I will identify two or three people in front of me that I'll say, okay, keep up with this person because they're right in front of me and they're running they're running a pace that's very comfortable for me for a race pace, right? And then I'll identify a couple of people like maybe a quarter of a mile ahead of me with the goal of catching them. And it's like, okay, in my mind, I'm like, look, I see exactly how far away they are. Just don't let them get any farther away. Right. And so I kind of try to keep certain people in my sight. And then I just kind of use that as a guide, to kind of guide my pace. Like if somebody's running a very comfortable pace for me, I'll try to hang with them for a little while. And then, I try to save a little bit to where I can try to pick up the pace at the end and try to catch the people that are up in front of me. Because I know if I try to catch the people that are way up in front of me too soon, I'm just going to get gassed and I'll never make it.
Blow up at mile 5.
I just try not to let them get, I try not to let them at least extend that lead too much.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of try to keep people within a certain distance usually when I race. But, yeah.
Fair enough.
So hopefully we get back to racing here this year.
Good Lord willing.
Yep. All right. Well.
So rumor has it you got some stuff that you want to talk about tonight.
Well, I don't know. Not necessarily like a formal, like a topic, but I have something that's come up in conversation a few times with a few different people. And the fact that it's come up more than a couple of times, I felt like it might be something, worth throwing out there and at least trying to have a discussion about. Right.
Right. Okay.
So I have been talking, we talked in the last episode, we talked about, a lot of people that carry, a lot of people carry a lot of shame and a lot of guilt about how, their current level of fitness, their lack of self-confidence, they want to make a change, but they just don't have the confidence to do it. And they just feel this sense of guilt about, where they're at right now in terms of health and fitness and that kind of thing.
Okay.
I kind of want to piggyback on that conversation because I think there's the other side of the coin to that conversation, which in having those conversations with people, one of the things that's been coming up is people, I've heard more than one person say, I'm in this place and I just genuinely feel that it's just too late for me to do anything about it. In other words, I would like to be able to really do something about my health and about my fitness. Mm-hmm. I would really like in my brain, I would really like to start running, but I just think it's just too late. I'm too old. I'm too overweight. I'm too out of shape. I'm too this, I'm too that. I'm just too far gone. And there's no way I could ever get started because it's just gotten out of hand. And I don't see how I could ever even start because they just think they're so far behind the eight ball that there would be no catching up. And I don't agree with that because my mentality is I personally don't think it's ever too late to make a change when it comes to just about anything.
Right.
And I think when it comes to running and when it comes to your health and to your fitness, I think the same holds true. I just don't think it's ever too late. I've experienced plenty of people who didn't even start running until their 50s or 60s,
mm-hmm.
right? I've seen people do Ironman triathlons, do their first one in their late 50s, and then raced into their 80s.
Yep.
You know, I've seen people do their half, their first half marathon at 65. You know, and I just don't understand. Like, there are certain people that just think, well, I'm too overweight, I'm over 30, and it's just going to be a giant waste of time at this point.
Right.
And I just don't agree for, you know, for numerous reasons. I don't think you can ever be too old. I don't think you can be too overweight. I don't think you can be too out of shape, because I think there's always something that you can do about it.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Right.
So, I mean, I don't know if you have firsthand experience with that or not. I don't know if you have like students or athletes that you've ever worked with, or, you know, people that you've ever coached, or, you know, engaged in conversation with that felt that they were in that kind of a place, that mm-hmm. there's something that they would like to do, but they just don't think they can't because they think they're just too far. It's just, they're beyond the point of return.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see it all the time. And I see a handful of it with some of the athletes I coach, and some of the running communities I'm in. But where I see it most, I see it at work all the time. My patients that come in that, you know, they're 40, 50, 80, 90 years old with low back pain, knee pain, ankle pain, shoulder pain, whatever it may be, for, people who are in their 70s and they have poor balance and they're coming to me because they're at a fall risk. And I start talking to them like, you know, okay, what do you do for fitness? What do you do for health and wellness? They're like, oh, I don't, you know, I used to do stuff back in my 20s and 30s and I stopped. And, you know, I stopped when I had kids and I, you know, never got back into it. Okay, well, why don't you get back into it? Yeah. Well, I don't know. I can't. It's too late. You know, there's no reason for me to go back to the gym. I'm 60 and I'm overweight and I don't want to get back into hiking. I don't want to get back into doing these type of things. I see it all the time. And, you know, I kind of have to sit down and start, you know, when I have those talks with people, we almost have to kind of sit down and go, let's start going through and let's start looking at what are facts and what are fears, you know. And I think, you know, you kind of brought it back to one of the things you said that several podcasts ago that, I mean, I stole from you and use all the time is, okay, we're going to go to that five why questions, you know, of,
right.
You know, I can't do this. Why? Well, I'm 60. Okay. Why do you think a 60-year-old can't do that? Well, right. It's, you know, and a lot of times what happens is we start realizing that, you know, people are, you know, afraid is more often what comes into it. Afraid of a couple of different things, afraid of failing, afraid of getting hurt, afraid of injury, afraid of embarrassing themselves. So they, you know, mm-hmm. they don't want to go back into a gym. They don't want to go run because they see, you know, what we've talked about several times on here. They see the 20-year-olds in spandex and everything's, you know, they're athletic and they're, you know, the women are running the sports bras and what men are running without their shirts and they have abs on abs on abs and a single digit body fat percentage. And they go, well, I'm not there, so I can't get there. And so why would I want to go do that? I don't want to embarrass myself. You know, I don't want that. That's not me anymore. I'm too old for this. And I see it all the time. And I, you know, and I have a big sign in my office that says, you don't stop moving because you get older. You get older because you stop moving. And what I see all the time is that, you know, people tell me, well, 20 years ago, I was hiking and I was playing, you know, playing basketball and I was doing this. I was like, oh, well, tell me, did your back hurt when you're doing that? Well, no. Okay. But your back hurts now. Well, yeah, it's because I'm 60. No, your back hurts because you think a 60-year-old shouldn't be moving. So you're not. And because you've gotten sedentary, you've gotten tight, you've gotten immobile, you've gotten da 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 da. Here's where your pain starts to kick in. But the nice part is our bodies adjust. All that's reversible. Physiologically, I can promise you, all that is reversible. Your body can constantly restretch. You can gain weight, lose weight. You can gain muscle. You can lose muscle. You can go from walking to jogging to running at any age. I had a patient probably 2-3 years ago that she came to me and she was, late stage. Like she was like a great grandma. And I can't remember how old she was, but she was late stage life. And she came in, she had broken her ankle. I said, okay, you know, we'll get you back. You know, not uncommon. See it a lot of times. And it on the little prescription said, you know, rehab broken ankle after, you know, but she had surgery after a fall. Okay. I see that all the time. And I said, okay, you know, how'd you fall? Expecting the normal answer 80-year-old, 90-year-olds give you of, you know, I tripped over the dog. I slipped in the shower. You know, I tripped over a curb. So I was doing parkour.
Nice.
I'm sorry. Let's back that up.
Just I'm a sorry. Quick what?
Second. Yeah. Does that mean the same thing that are you saying the same things that I think that you're saying? She goes, oh yeah, I was doing, we were out of the park and we were jumping from bench to table to this and to that. She goes, it was great. I'm like, huh? Okay. Great grandma's doing parkour. Cool.
Right.
Great. Wonderful. Finished her rehab, did everything else out. I'm like, all right. Towards the end of rehab, I'd ask her, I'm like, okay, now that you're back to where you were before. I was like, are you going to get back into parkour? She goes, absolutely. Why would I stop?
Right.
I want to hug you. And I want to like have you as my like pet up front that every patient comes into. Like, I want you to yell at them to basically say, here's an 80, 90-year-old that's doing parkour at the park. You know, for those people, for our listeners that don't know parkour, those are the people that do like the, we're going to run and we're going to jump off the bench here and we're going to leap from this building to that building, like the free running and the base jumping, where they're just, you know, somersaulting over, you know, every object, anything that's not bolted down that they can,
right,
you know, through the park, that you see random people. You know, I got this 85-year-old, 90-year-old. It's just, oh yeah, I was at the park and I jumped off the slide and I tried to do a flip. Sweet. I'm sorry. What? Good.
That's awesome.
That's fantastic. But okay. You know, so I see. When I see people who don't buy into that, I'm too old, I'm too overweight, I'm too far down that rabbit hole, it's too late for me. When I see people that are like, no, screw that, I'm gonna live my life and I can do this, I so badly just want to say, everybody, I want you to take a look at this. You don't need to. I'm not saying everybody on here, why aren't you going out and doing parkour? You should be. No, but you know, perfect example that there is. This woman took up parkour in her 70s and had been doing it for years.
Right.
And wasn't an athlete before. Wasn't like, oh, she was a high level gymnast that it was based on, you know, she did it. No, she wanted to have something to do with her grandkid that was getting into it. So her grandkid took her to the park and said, grandma, I want to show you how to do this. And so for like 10 years later, she was doing it with her grandkid at the park. I was like, the kid was like 16 and was showing grandma how to do it. And you know, you see that ability to pick these objects, these movements, these activities up at any age. And that's where, you know, you can reverse everything in your body. You can reverse stiffness, tightness. You can reverse energy loss, muscle loss, bone loss, as you start getting into some of these activities. It's just a matter of, are you willing to really look inside yourself and say, are you using your age as an excuse, as an scapegoat?
Right, right.
And if so, why? Are you afraid to admit that you can't? Are you, do you just not want to? And you're just, you know, hey, I just don't want, I like being lazy. I want, which is fine. Just, you know, if that's what you feel, don't use your age, because that's not a reason for it. You know, don't use your, I'm too heavy for this. No, not at all. But if it's, I don't want to, I'm afraid I'm going to get hurt. I'm afraid I'm going to do this. I'm going to get judged. People are going to make fun of me. I'm going to make a fool out of myself. I don't belong. Okay, well, then let's start looking into those things and let's start addressing those. Let's start looking at, if it's because you're afraid of being judged by the people who have been doing it for 20 years, or that are 20 years younger than you, or are 50 pounds lighter than you, those people are always going to be around in these activities. But if that's what you're afraid of, you can't. Are you going to live your life in fear? Or are there things that we can do, whether it's friends, you know, your community out there, whether it's, you know, a coach like one of us, or whether it's, you know, an online community group that just says, hey, you know what? I want to find like-minded, like-able people, you know, hey, I'm 50. I want to learn how to, I want to get into running. Great. I guarantee you there's a group of people who are in their 50s that are beginning runners, beginning hikers, beginning cyclists that are taking up some of these activities. And, you know, you can get into some of these activities where you are in the norm and you don't have to feel like you're, everybody's eyes are on you. But, you know, part of it is, you know, you have to make that decision of why are you hiding behind your age, your weight, your ability, your whatever it is as the scapegoat behind why you can't do these things.
Right. No, and I think you're totally right. I mean, I think a lot of people that say, well, I can't start because I'm too old, I'm too this, I'm too overweight, you know, whatever it is. I think, to your point, I think a lot of people use that as a means to cover up something else. It's like, in other words, that's not the real reason. It's like, and I think to your point, it's like, it's identifying, okay, well, let's try to break this down. Why is it that you feel that way? Why is it that you feel that it's too late? You know, you think you say out loud, it's too late, but it's really something else. And how do we identify exactly what that is? And for people who just think that it is too late, you know, they think they're too old, and it's like, well, there's just no way I could do it because I'm just too old for that. And it's like, well, one of the things I try to communicate to people too is I almost think that the older you are, the more you stand to gain by getting started.
Oh, absolutely. Right?
And you said something earlier about, you know, people stop moving when they get old, but they get old when they stop moving.
Correct.
Right. That's really what it is people start to get old once they stop moving. And I keep telling my parents this, and it's like, you know, I've shared with you, to my dad, you know, my dad's 70 something years old, and he's had two knee replacements, you know, in the last 2.5 years. But it's like, I just keep telling my parents, it's like, look, you have to keep moving. And it's like, because once you quit moving, you're done. And if you've never started moving, you need to start. Because it's getting started and engaging in that movement and at least taking little steps towards improving your health and improving your fitness, even at an older age. I think the older you are, the more you actually stand to gain. And it's not necessarily going to be easy, because I understand that just physiologically, the older you get, it's harder to do, you know, to engage in physical activity. Right. You know, running, you know, jogging and running and walking get to be a little bit more difficult the older you get. But at the same time, we always talk about starting short and starting slow and just building on that. And there's ways that you can get started without, you know, just crushing your body and, you know, making it super painful. It's, you know, there are ways to make this comfortable and make it enjoyable to where you can just, if you can start and develop a certain level of consistency as you get older, you'll just start to feel so much better and so much younger. Right. Mm-hmm. And it just adds years to your life because there are so many physiological benefits to beginning. It doesn't even have to be running. It's like I tell my parents, it's like, just get out, walk around the block twice a day. You know what I mean? We're not talking about getting out and running marathons. We're just talking about getting active and just keep moving.
Get in the pool and water walk.
Right. And a lot of people just sit in a yoga class. Well, right. And it's just, people think I'm just too old for that. And it's like, no, you're not. You've convinced yourself that you're too old. But like I said, the older you get, the more you stand to gain from actually getting started. And
I've worked with some very old 40-year-olds and some very young 80-year-olds.
Correct. Exactly. And it's a matter of, you know, like you said earlier, I think it's just a matter of navigating those waters and trying to figure out what the real reason is. Because I think the I'm too old is just, that's the initial excuse. There's always something behind that.
Oh yeah.
You think you're old, you're too old because of something. And it's that something that we need to identify, and it's that something that we need to really talk about and work our way through. Because if we can find resolution to that, we've just found the solution to your problem.
Right.
Right.
And unfortunately, that's, it's easy for me and you to say that here. It's, you know, that's a very hard thing for people to kind of face, because at that point, you know, a lot of times what that means is you have to face some of your demons. You have to face something that you are afraid of, face something that you either intentionally or unintentionally are hiding from. You know,
no, dude, and that's it. I think that what you just said, I think that's at the heart of it, because I think it forces people to look within. And like you said, if I'm going to start at this age, it's going to force me to face my demons, right? It's going to force me to take head on the things that scare me and make me uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. I think that's dead on.
Mm-hmm.
And
we all got that giant floating green head from the Wizard of Oz that tells us I'm too, you know, that we all hide behind of I'm too old, I'm too fat, I'm too this, I'm too busy, I work too many hours, I'm too busy with my kids, I'm too whatever, I don't have enough time, I don't have money for the fancy shoes, I don't, you know, I jiggle in spandex,
right?
You know, I all these. Here are my reasons that I'm going to say are why I'm not starting. And, you know, at some point we all got to be able to pull that curtain back and see what the real reason is behind it. Because, you know, that big floating green head from Wizard of Oz is, it's a liar. It's a facade. And right. Sometimes it's intentional because we're hiding behind something because we don't want to admit that we're scared. We're self-conscious. We're whatever. Sometimes we don't know. Sometimes it's, you know, you're not aware of what these reasons are, and you're like, you know, you're like a lot of people out there that you've convinced yourself that you are too old and you just think that, or because you hang out with other, you know, people who are 40, 50, 60 years old that they've right. convinced themselves, and therefore you just say, you see it and you go, well, that must be the norm, that must be the expectation, and we just haven't thought about it, and we kind of have to dig through and either go, there's a reason that I don't want to tell people, or we go, oh, I didn't even realize that that was why. I didn't realize that I am, you know, self-conscious about having to be out around 20-something-year-olds and, you know, in sports bras and guys running in shirts, you know, without shirts and that are tanned and chiseled, and I don't want to do that. Or, you know, I'm afraid that I am going to be a failure. I'm afraid of, you know what, I'm going to go out and I'm going to run a 5K and that I'm going to be out there an hour afterwards and they're still going to be picking the cones up and I don't want to be the last person at the race.
Right.
You know, whatever it may be.
Right. Yeah. There's always something behind it.
Yeah.
And it's one of the things that I try to tell people, it's like, you know, when they try to tell me that, you know, they're too old or they just feel like they're too overweight or blah, blah, blah. And it's like, one of the things I always try to tell people is that's, and I think you touched on it just a minute ago. It's that thing inside your head. There's always the voice inside your head that says that you can't do this.
Oh, blank is a liar.
Right. And it's that voice. It's literally lying to you. It's telling you that you can't do this. And I always try to tell people it's that voice inside your head that says you can't do it is a liar. And mm-hmm. it is lying to you. And it has convinced you that you can't do this. And it's 100% not true. Now, I totally get it. That there are people, legitimately, there are people who physically cannot, right? Due to physical disabilities or, you know, whatever that may be. But for the vast majority of people, I think the too old, too overweight, too out of shape thing, I think to your point, is just kind of a facade that they hide behind mm-hmm. to cover up something else,
right?
Because it's something else that they don't necessarily want to have to face.
Like you said, I think you nailed it earlier when you said, you know, we talk about that kind of stuff, but this if you are falling into one of those categories and you're listening to this, or you're listening to it and you know your spouse or your parent kind of, you hear these voices from them. We're not saying, shut up, you need to go run a half marathon, by any means.
Yeah. No,
yeah.
Not at all.
We're not saying there's no reason that you shouldn't be out signing up for this marathon or this, you know, this 10K or whatever it may be. But it's just a matter of all those things that we're afraid to do, those steps we need to take. Like you said, you know, go on a walk around the neighborhood, go on a hike, go you know, walk, water walk, go take a water aerobics class, go find a yoga studio, go do a home yoga class, whatever it may be, and start breaking down those preconceived notions that I'm too old, I'm too this. If you really want to change, there's endless opportunities and endless things that you can do.
Well, and it can be, and to your point, it's, and again, we're not trying to say that, you know, if you're in your 60s or your 70s, that you need to be signing up for a marathon. That is not what we're saying. What we're saying is it's never too late to start to at least take some sort of action to improve your health and your fitness in some way. And you can do that in very small and simple ways. Like Scott just said, it's not about running a marathon. It's about getting outside and maybe just walking around the block once a day. And if you've never done that, if you've never made any attempt to do anything like that, I think most people feel when they get back and when they're just like, they feel amazing. And what I hear more often than not is, I don't know why I didn't do this 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you didn't do it 10 years ago, but you can do it now.
Right.
Because even though it's 10 years down the road, it's still not too late to actually start. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't have to be some big, huge, mega accomplishment. It can just be putting on your shoes and walking around the block. And doing that on a regular basis for a week or a month.
Right.
And I think you would be surprised at how good you feel, not only physically, but I think there's this huge mental shift that takes place as well. And it's like, oh my God, I feel fantastic. It's like, I feel really good. I feel better than I felt in a long time. And all it took was for you to just get out and walk around the block, 5 days a week.
Right.
For a month. And it's just, now you're taking steps to make improvement. Now you're taking steps to be a better version of yourself. And it's never too late to start doing that. You know, I'm not condoning to say at 75, start training for your first marathon. I'm just saying, if you're 75, get out and walk around.
Right.
You know, it's just about being active in some way, shape, or form. It's about starting to move. It's about starting to get active. And I know that I'm not wired like you and I are not wired like everybody else. I am just in this mode. Like, for example, Friday was my birthday, right? So I turned 53 on Friday. And I am just at a place in my life where the older I get, I want to continue to get stronger and fitter and healthier.
Right.
And because I just know that being active and being fit and being healthy in my older age is going to serve me well. And the same is true for everyone else. It's just, I just genuinely believe that the older you are, it's that much more important for you to continue to be active and to at least stay moving. And if you haven't done it, it's important that you start.
Right.
And it's just never too late to start that process. And I really like what you said earlier about how, people think that we stop moving when we get older. Mm-hmm. When actually the very opposite is true. It's we start to get old once we stop moving.
Right.
And that's kind of my mission. It's just like with people that I come into contact with and that I engage with, it's like the most important thing is to just get moving. And once you get moving, to just stay moving. Because you're going to find that things just take a gnarly turn. Right. Once you stop and once you really become inactive, that's where things really start to go downhill. Right.
Right.
And I don't know what's going on. I hear this weird noise and I think,
is it my voice?
I have a fan on next to me and I think my microphone is picking up the fan. It's like 108 degrees outside. It's crazy hot in my office. So I have this fan on that. I just hear this background noise. It's driving me crazy.
For those of you who don't know, I'm actually just humming into the mic just to try to drive me crazy.
It's driving me nuts. I'm like, what is that noise? And I think it's the mic picking up my fan. So anyway, but that's my point. It's like, I just, you know, I think it's super, super important. And I know that there's a lot of people out there that are struggling with this whole thing. They think it's too late for whatever reason. It's too late because I'm too old. It's too late because I'm too overweight. It's too late because I'm just way too out of shape. Mm-hmm. It's too late because I just turned 50 that, you know, last week. And it's like, no, none of that is true. It's just not. And what I wanted to do is just try to take at least one episode and try to encourage somebody, because I know that there are so many people out there who are struggling with this. They really want to do something, but for whatever reason, either themselves in their own minds or society as a whole, somebody has got into their head and convinced them that it's just a waste of time at this point, because they've just gone too far and there's just, you've hit the point of no return and there's just no turning back.
Right.
And it's just totally not true.
Yeah. And just cash it in.
Yeah. Right.
Wave the towel.
Right. And I just, that whole wave the white flag thing, I don't believe in it. And I want to encourage people who are really struggling with this, that it's not too late. It's really not. And if if you guys have questions about that, if there's something that you, would like to know or something you'd like to discuss, please feel free to contact us. I mean, this is a conversation that we would love to have with anybody that's got questions about it. If you just think that you can't get started for whatever reason, we'd love to try to just walk through that with you and answer any questions that you might have, or try to dispel any false beliefs that you may have about getting started late in life or getting started at a certain weight. We'd love to just try to navigate that with you and try to set the record straight and give you some truth, so you can be in a position to where you can actually get started and actually start to make change that you want to make.
Right.
Right.
I have this conversation no less than 10 times a day with people, and I have for years. And I've heard with good intentions, I've heard every reason, every answer, and for straight BS reasons, I've heard every answer and every excuse. You know, people who have the best intentions, people who are just straight full of crap, and everywhere in between, both sides of, people said, I want to, but I feel like I'm too old and I just don't know how, or how to do it safely, or I wasn't aware I could do it. And other people that are just, I'm going to say that I'm too old, and then as soon as I prove them wrong, they go, well, you're just wrong. You don't know what you're talking about. They get defensive. And so, yeah, if you have questions, you have fears, or if you have, like I said, a spouse, a family member that you want to have this conversation with them because they say that they are too old, too overweight, too whatever, and you're unsure of how to start that conversation, reach out. I can run you through a lot of the different topics that I've had and, some of the different points that I brought up to, show people that what's out there. And most of the time, it's more of a lack of knowledge of what's available to them, thinking that it's either sit on the couch and do nothing or go run 10 miles and that there's nothing in between. And so when we start saying, no, look at all these other options, these other opportunities, and here's what you can do, and here's the benefits of, like you said, simple things, going on walks, moving around here, and here's what's available in the community, other like-minded people, others around you, being able to start that conversation is sometimes the hardest, whether it's with yourself, a spouse, a child, a parent, a neighbor, whatever it may be.
Right. Right. Well, I mean, that's good, man. I know we're starting to come up against a little bit of time here, but like I said, I had run across a couple of people that were really struggling with this, and I just felt it would be a good topic to throw out there and at least have a little bit of discussion about, because I know that there's more than one person listening to this podcast that are, kind of dealing with this very issue, and just wanted to, take an episode to try to put some truth out there, to try to encourage those people who might in fact be struggling with this very kind of thing, and just to help to remind you guys that, look, it is never too late. Right? You're never too old. You're never too overweight. You're never too out of shape to at least take some kind of step.
to make some kind of improvement and be a better version of yourself. So you can literally start today. And we want to encourage you to do that. And like we've said before, if you guys have questions about that, we'd love to answer any questions that you have. We'd love to, engage in any kind of conversation that you would like to have about that. So if you would like to reach out to us, as we said at the very beginning of this episode, you can reach Scott and I at thefirstmilepodcast@gmail.com. We would certainly love to hear from you. And as always, if you guys get any value out of this podcast at all, we would ask that you please share the podcast with your friends and fellow runners and people who are struggling alongside you. We're just trying to grow a community of like-minded people who really want to make improvements to their health and their fitness through running. And we can't do that alone. We really need your help. So if you get any value out of this, we would just ask that you, tell other people about the podcast, share it with them, and help us grow our little community of runners here. So we appreciate you guys hanging out with us. Yet again, we hope you've learned something or, at least took something away from this episode that you can apply starting today. And we really want to encourage you to do so. So, Scott, good luck tonight with the Bears.
Go Bears.
Go Bears.
Go Bears. Go Bears.
Kicking off the football season tonight.
Beautiful.
All right. All right, y'all. We appreciate you guys hanging out with us here at the First Mile Podcast. And we will catch up with all of you next week.
Later.
Go Bears.
Go Bears.
See ya.